prep sports now. Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Back to a full slate of high school basketball this week. Every night we've got games on, like, finals week when we only had Friday. Excited to talk to you about it today. If it all of a sudden goes silent and you don't hear anything, just know that means that we passed out because it is ridiculously hot in this room. We can't figure it out. But we still want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a basketball team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero. Always buckle up. Watch out for pedestrians. And don't drive distracted.
Well said. Exactly. Well said. I'm talking about the heat part.
Yeah. The zero, it'd be really hard for a basketball team to put up zero, but I'll tell you, there was our kind of game of the week last week that we really focused on in here. Awfully low scoring between Las Vegas and Clark. Clark pulls out the 60-55 victory, I believe. I actually was really interested to see that score, and obviously we weren't at the game, so we can't judge exactly what happened. But to me, it spells out that both these teams are more than just these dynamic scores, that they can play some defense, too.
I agree with the defense. One point, I guess, for me is with finals, you weren't allowed to practice after school, so these were teams that took a non-league game the day after finals got over. Maybe a little rusty. I was shocked as well with the low-scoring affair. It just shows that on any given night, really anything could happen. I thought Vegas, I'd watched them play in the previous week. I thought they would run Clark out of the gym, but Clark was able to slow it down, and Deontay Jones had a 8-point night.
He scored like almost half their points.
Yeah, which was, I guess, Deontay Jones has been a great defender, great rebounder, does all the little things. Scoring, probably not his strength. You'd expect him to go off for 28 against one of the teams in the Division 1A, not a top five state team in Las Vegas High.
I think, and I know all these guys are friends and they've played with each other for years, but I think there's probably something to be said for the type of competitiveness and getting up for playing another guy everyone knows about, for a guy like Deontay Jones. I mean, Deontay Jones, one of the best players in town, no question, but it feels like he doesn't get talked about quite as much if you talk to people around town. He's already committed to Wyoming. You know he's going to be great in his senior year, but then you look across the court, he's playing against Ray Smith, who's just a junior, a huge recruit as a junior. I think he's one of the names that gets tossed around more than anyone when you talk about Las Vegas. So I think I've always kind of believed when you have one just prime-time great player going up against another, especially to the two teams, I think everyone rises to the occasion. I think that's what we saw from Deontay Jones with, like you said, he had almost 30 points. I think Ray Smith had a good game too, so I'm not taking anything away from him. But I think it's easy to kind of pump yourself up and get a chip on your shoulder in that kind of situation.
Yeah, and I think a real other neat thing is that it's two public school teams that are, you know, one of the Valley's initial eight schools, and they both have D1 kids on the floor. And that says a lot about high school basketball here in Las Vegas. When I started covering it in the late 90s, you were lucky to get one kid in the whole city going D1. Now look where we've come.
Yep, well said. And Vegas, their hard stretch is not ending by any means. This week, we're going to start to unsort the top of the Northeast Division. Vegas on Wednesday has Canyon Springs at Canyon Springs. Friday, they play Valley. That is
At Valley.
Yeah. So two back-to-back road games. That's quite a stretch.
I agree with you, and I guess we'll find out what Vegas is made of. It's their time to shine. If they're a top five team, if they're a team that we could hear from, you got to go. The cool thing about this week is, remember the first round of the playoffs, the home team hosts. You want to get one of those home games because hosting at home in the playoffs is a big asset, and you're playing for seeding now. We definitely think Vegas is going to be in, Canyon's going to be in, Valley's going to be in, but who's going to be forced to go on the road first, and how are the playoffs going to align? You definitely don't want to be, you know, stuck playing Foothill in the second round either. So it's imperative that you win your league and get an easier route to championship Friday.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. We're going to get to our picks in those games here in just a little bit. There's some good games in the Southeast too, then kind of that what we think are the top three teams down there: Foothill, Basic, Coronado. just about all of them play each other. I don't think Foothill and Coronado do, but every other combination. Arborview's playing the top couple teams in the Northwest, I believe. Sierra Vista and Durango are arguably a couple teams in the top Northwest. But to get to the next really big matchup, a team from the Southwest, the two-time defending state champion, Bishop Gorman Gales, have the game that everyone in town looks forward to every year. Saturday afternoon at the South Point, they take on Findlay Prep. I believe this is either the fifth or sixth year they've played. And they play annually. Gorman has never beaten them, but they've come close. And what do you think, Brewer? Could this be the year that Gorman gets over the hump? Could they threaten Findlay?
I think next year's probably the year they probably have the best chance when Zimmerman and Jeter are seniors. It's Findlay's a team that's got a lot of weapons, and you know, it's an all-star team of five-star kids, and they bring bring four-star kids off the bench. And well, Gorman 1 through 5 has those recruitable kids. When they go deep to their bench, it's not always the case. And a great game. You've been to one of those games, you know.
I can't believe I've only been to one. I was kicking myself today. I think I was out of town for two of them. Going to try to make it Saturday.
Well, last year's game definitely didn't live up to the hype. If you remember, the game you went to, was that Boz's senior year?
Shabazz's senior year. And it didn't really live up to the hype either. I mean, people were buying tickets for like $200 and stuff.
On eBay, do you remember that? Yeah. Or was it on StubHub?
I don't know. They were online, but also a friend, I don't remember who it was walking into the game and saw someone pay $200 like a scalper outside. And Ben Carter had been hurt, who's now at Oregon. He came back and wasn't really the same, so neither was
But
Gorman.
He hit that half-court shot. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
But, yeah, was it the year before where it went to double overtime and was still probably one of the best high school basketball games of the last decade or so?
Yeah, I agree. And that was when Noah Rabothan was it was a Saturday night. Noah Rabothan, as a freshman, hit a shot to force double overtime. And this year, Noah's a senior. And if you look at that game, look at all the guys that are in the NBA from that game. Corey Joseph, Tristan Thompson.
Shabazz Muhammad.
Anthony Bennett.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that. Insane. I'm really disappointed I missed this one. So maybe there's going to be that kind of memories again at the South Point. 2:00, I believe, on Saturday. So you don't want to miss it. Probably some guys that are going to play in the NBA in this one, too. I know Findlay's headlined by Kelly Oubre, who's headed to Kansas, Rock Chalk. I already mentioned that in the picks. But my alma mater, Rashad Vaughn, correct? He's been hurt, but you think he's going to be back for this game?
To be announced.
Okay.
Taylor Byrne, our colleague, said he's nursing his way back, so we'll see. Going to be a great day. Tickets are $12. 4 adults, 5 for students, and the 10:00 game, Arborview versus Liberty. Arborview versus Liberty. There is a 10:00 game, and it involves Liberty, and I believe they're playing Arborview.
I hope it's Arborview. I think the year I went, it seemed like they kind of tried to feature some of the better teams in town, and Arborview has established themselves, at least in the upper division, as the second best team, so I think they deserve that opportunity.
Exactly. And the year you went, remember Foothill Coronado was just sick?
Oh, yeah, just a great game. I think someone hit a 3 to go into overtime at the buzzer. It was just a crazy game. Coronado had a bunch of big men that had big games. So always a fun afternoon. I got that right? Are the headliners for Findlay, if they're playing, Vaughn and Oubre?
Exactly.
And then, of course, I was saying those guys could play in the NBA. I know this is looking too far ahead, but Gorman has some guys that have that potential too.
I think sheer size alone, they have a chance. 7-footers don't come around every day.
Absolutely.
Right?
So there's four. We just listed off, I think, 5 guys that were in the NBA 3 years ago that played in this game. Wouldn't be surprising if you got that many from this one. So if you can get out there to the South Point, check it out.
Exactly. Let's get to the picks, kid.
All right.
Here we go, baby. We both went 5-3 last week, right?
Yeah, we both went 5-3. You're still 3 games ahead on the year. These are posted at LasVegasSun.com if you'd rather just read them than listen to us ramble. Anyway, tomorrow night, this is Monday, Tuesday, January 21st, Durango at Arborview.
I think we agree. Arborview is a team that controls its own destiny. Likely will play Gorman for the Sunset title. No problem with Daryl Gaynor and friends.
Yeah, I still say that's fair that they're likely going to play Gorman for the title. But, I mean, Centennial's looking awfully dangerous. So
they are.
That could be the the best game of the playoffs, potentially, if Centennial and Arborview don't get upset and meet in the semifinals of the Sunset.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to go with Arborview, too, but I will say Durango has won three straight, and they've beaten up on some pretty decent teams. Shadow Ridge has done some good things this year. They beat them by more than 20 points. Absolutely destroyed Spring Valley. We know that doesn't mean much. Also beat a team from California. So Durango, I think, is getting things right over there, but Arborview's a tall task.
Agreed.
Okay. The next game we've got is Cimarron Memorial at Legacy.
Legacy is rebuilding. Cimarron, I think, could give somebody a scare in the playoffs. I'll take the Spartans.
I looked over these two teams, and, God, I think they look really, really similar. They look about the same. Legacy, maybe a little more explosive. I'm going to go with the Longhorns.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No way.
Is Cimarron really that much better?
I'll give you 12 points, plus 12. You take it?
Plus 12? Absolutely. Plus 12.
$5 play of the day.
All right, $5 play of the day. I'm glad you're going to get me to even, because last week I took Coronado plus 9. You can go write it up there. I'm going to ramble for a little bit. I took Coronado plus 9 last week against Arborview. They lost by 11. I wonder if they knew the spread and they were playing to cover. So hopefully Legacy can get me on track here. I just thought this game looked somewhat even, and I like that Legacy's playing at home. Shout out a couple of the Legacy kids that have done some good things this year. Deshaun Hilliard, Edward Vaughns, Jacob Rainey. They got some players, so I'm going to go with Legacy.
And for whatever it's worth, I know Legacy listens to this show, so they're going to be fired up.
All right. Las Vegas at Canyon Springs.
Great game.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Gorman and Finley, this is easily the game of the week, and it still might be the game of the week. I was actually kind of surprised with your pick here, a little bit, not totally.
Here's the deal. I think Vegas is going to approach the week like UNLV did for San Diego State, New Mexico. They want to split. They want to go 1-1 on the road games. I'm taking Canyon Springs at home. Game is huge, huge in the Northeast. You got to get the higher seeds. I just think Canyon's going to be fired up to get after it. One of the good rivalries in that league.
Yeah, I think they should be fine with splitting, too. I mean, it's tough going to Vegas and to Valley. I'm leaning Canyon Springs here, too. That's who I'm going to go with. I probably, if this game is being played at Vegas, when it is later in the season, I'll probably pick Vegas. I think these teams split. I think that's how even they are, but I'm going to go with Canyon Springs this time around.
I'd love to see a seven-game series.
Yeah, that would be very – I'd love some high school basketball seven-game series. That would be great. I wish we could have had, like, what are some other good seven-game series
baseball
we could have?
Any seven-game series in baseball.
Well, I mean,
last year you covered the Coronado-Gorman.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
If that was a seven-game series, that would have been cool.
Three was enough to me, though.
Yeah.
whatever it was.
It was 9 hours of high school baseball.
Yeah, okay. Next game would be Silverado and Green Valley. Silverado kind of reeling. Green Valley hasn't been pretty in their own right, but this is going to be big. I think whoever wins the series between these two teams is going to get the 4 seed in the Northeast.
Gets to lose the Foothill in the first round of the playoffs. I'll take Green Valley.
Rival Foothill for either of them, kind of,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Green Valley, too. Tyrell Crosby, I think, is probably underrated in basketball. He does things inside.
He's really good on since I saw them play, he's good underneath. He gets fouled a lot, bro. It's kind of like when Shaq played, because you know Tyrell's so much bigger than everybody else.
Right.
He just is taking contact play after play after play.
Really interesting game next. Shadow Ridge and Sierra Vista. Sierra Vista going to Shadow Ridge. Sierra Vista quietly is having a great year. They're 13-4. Shadow Ridge 12-5. These two teams look pretty even, and I'm excited to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it plays out, too. I got a note from somebody the other day telling me Sierra Vista had a good point guard. I can't remember the kid's name.
I got their – is it Miko Balms?
Maybe. I can't remember. However,
or Christian Tyrell. Both those guys have, like, a ton of assists on the year. So.
Well, somebody sent me a text. I heard your – I got
or
your,
Nino Flores.
No, I got the – somebody shouted out me on Twitter – I feel bad because I don't have it. Anyways, I'm picking Shadow because I've been wrong in every Shadow game this year, so what the heck. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, we both picked Silverado last week, and Shadow Ridge must have heard us and been unhappy because both Preston Eccles and Cameron Berube have 20 points. They've got some players. Sierra Vista's got some players. I like Sierra Vista here. I like the Miko Balms kid. It seems like he's been really consistently producing for Sierra Vista, so that's who I'm going with.
All right, brother.
All right. Next game, we've got Vegas at Valley. I think we already kind of hinted at our pick here. I can't believe we're both on the same side, though, because this game should be closer than that.
I'm taking Vegas just because... Well, I'm trying to get my thoughts together right on
that. Now you've got me confused because I don't know why I'm taking Vegas here, but I already did. It's in, so that's who I'm taking.
I'm taking Vegas. I just think that they're a more complete team. I think Valley relies too much on Spencer Mathis. That could be fair. That's fair to say, right?
That's fair.
Okay,
I think
that's what I meant to say.
The thing that stood out to me was talking about good point guards, the Devin Colley kid, or is it Cooley? However you say his name, you pointed him out to me, and it just seems like he's like kind of a rock for them.
Smart with the ball.
Yeah, really smart with the ball. You got guys like Savoy and Ray Smith. You need a guy like that. So that kind of always gives you comfort picking Vegas. I guess that's why I'm picking them, but, man, I would not be surprised at all if Valley came out and got the win. All right.
I think we agree.
Basic at Coronado.
Coronado all the way. I think it's going to be a bad week for Basic.
I'm mad at Coronado, so I'm going Basic. Every time I pick Coronado, they stink. And then they win when I pick
against Basic them. One day is hanging in there against Centennial or somebody, and then the next day they're losing the Legacy.
Yeah, I think Basic had like one, at least from when we've been following closely, they had like one good day. I really thought they were going to be better. I thought both these teams are going to be better this year. I mean, it really looks like whoever is the two in that division is going to be a huge underdog in the first round. We probably knew they'd be an underdog. We thought maybe it'd be competitive.
Yeah, whoever takes the two over there is going to have to host Valley, Vegas, or Canyon. And essentially,
good luck.
At least you don't have to go far to turn your gear in, right?
Right. All right. Arborview at Sierra Vista. I'm going to tell you the truth. I said earlier how Sierra Vista has been quietly pretty good.
Don't tell me you're picking Sierra Vista.
No, but I was very, very close.
No way.
Here, I
dude,
honestly
Arborview
was just about to pick
head
it.
And shoulders better than anybody.
And I love Arborview, so it hates me that every week I'm saying this, but they're going to get upset sometime.
No, I think they go undefeated in the league, 14-0 or 15-0 or 12-0 or whatever.
Can we make a side bet on that? Because I think they're going to get upset.
By who?
Okay, that's a good point. That's the problem.
I mean, yeah,
that's why Sierra Vista might be the second best team in this league.
Okay,
so
say they got a three-game lead heading into the last week. Do they bring up the JV team to play whoever? Maybe?
That's a good point. That's when it's going to happen. They have, in the final 5 days of the regular season, they have Durango, Sierra Vista, Shadow Ridge. I think they lose one of those games.
Okay.
And then the Arborview fans are all upset and wondering what's going to happen, what's wrong, and they're still going to make it to the Sunset Finals, no question.
Okay.
I think they're great. I just think they're going to get upset at some point.
Okay.
You say 12-0, I say 11-1.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just on record. We don't have to bet anything on that.
Of course.
But it's on record. Bishop Gorman at Finley Prep, or Verse Friendly Prep, excuse me. It's a tongue twister. On the Saturday. At the South Point.
Gorman's never beat Finley before, as our friend Emmer Swag told us last week. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And that was an Emmer Swag song. God, even when you think we're going to go up no Emmer Swag in the podcast, he comes up.
Yes. I just think that this is Finley's. For Finley, this is like their one home game of the year. You know, the one chance when people show up to watch them play. I like the Pilots.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I kind of got to see it before I can pick Bishop Gorman to win this game. I've seen Finley up close. They're so good. Gorman has never beaten them before, even though they've come pretty close.
Seconds away.
As we said, seconds away. I'm going to go Finley Prep. Make sure you look at the column where we did our picks, Brewers. You really like my description. Or do you just want me to ruin it for you?
No, I'm going to pull it up right now.
All right. Good. We can have you read it out loud because you're such a fan of what it's going to say.
All right, hold on. Let me find the... You sent the admin link. Hold on.
Uh-oh. It's up. If you go to LasVegasSun.com...
Well, I just got my phone here, kid.
/sports. Second thing.
It's coming. It's loading.
All right.
We get great reception in here.
It's making for such an exciting podcast. I wonder how... Out of the 25 listeners we have, I think 23 of them have turned it off by this point, now that we've reached the end.
Well, nonetheless, I can't get it up right now, but I guarantee you it's funny.
It's not funny. I just thought it would make you angry. Rock chalk, uber A-hawk.
Oh, is that what you put?
Yes. There we go. I like Finley Prep, but good luck to Gorman. I'm going to try to be out at the game. I hope it's close. I know Ray will be there. We're going to recap it next Monday, talk about some of these other games too. As always, thanks for listening. Prep Sports Now.